Hey, Long Island, this is Captain Robert Cornicelli from Veterans for a More Responsive Government. Keep your radio on 103.9 LI News Radio for all the breaking news from across the island.
And it's time for one of our favorite segments, Vets Talk, ladies and gentlemen, with the captain at the helm. That's right, the great Captain Robert Cornicelli with his 21 years of service, 8 in the Navy, 8 in the and 13 in the Army. Let's not forget the incredible organization he heads regarding Veterans for More Responsive Government, the aforementioned Captain Cornicelli. By the way, the captain was very agreeable. We had to move him a little bit in and around to get the county exec in and all this other stuff. Tough morning. But we got through it, right? And, Captain, we say a very good morning to you.
How are you, Jay?
I'm hanging in. How about you?
Oh, doing great, doing great. Vets are getting taken care of everywhere. That makes our day.
You're on a good roll. I like some of these rallies and everything else. You've been at the forefront. Talk about that a sec.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have another one in Kings Park. We were talking to the Setauka Patriots about doing something further out east. You know, you just got to keep getting people together and letting them know there's positive things out there you can get involved in. Don't let all this negativity keep you down, especially when we have people still hurting in these vet homeless shelters.
Yeah, and that's why you do such a great job, Captain, with the clothing drives, food drives, feeding the homeless vets, shelters. You know, listen, we are in a political arena right now, and there's no way to get around it. And that's important stuff as we get down into the coming months. You know, you're about 85 days out, give or take. That's important to know because, quite frankly, we want to know what individuals are going to do for our veterans out there. Not just talk. They have to show with actions here.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking a lot with Congressman Zeldin's office and Congressman Swazi's office and, you know, just forcing it down their throats that we're going to be calling them and telling them we need help. And, you know, Congressman Zeldin's office did an amazing thing for us yesterday through a guy named Mark Woolley. They are reacting strongly to helping push this liver fluke bill. Congressman Swazi's office is helping us with trying to move someone from Hearts Island to Calverton to lay next to his wife. This is a veteran's grandparent. And Hearts Island, you know, they sent me an email saying, well, it's going to be too difficult to do. It's four decades. Why don't they just come out here and visit him here? You know, and I have text messages from this young lady saying, you know, our family's wanted this for so long. It's where he deserves to be buried, next to his wife.
Yeah.
Talk about what's easier and what's too hard for you to do when it comes to finding records. They said they had a fire in the 70s. Get it done. So, you know, we need to get these things done to help people, especially now when people are getting depressed. And this is the best time to help people out, these small things.
No question. And it's about elected officials coming through. You know, I had the county executive on minutes ago. It's about finding the funding. The county has a shortfall between the next couple of budgets of $800 million. They need help here. Why? Because of the pandemic. Pandemic contributed. You know, it's something you don't have control over. But it's almost the same situation when it comes to vets. We need help here. We have to make sure that our officials that we elect come through. This is how they're graded here.
Yeah, I don't like the emails that we get from certain elected officials saying, you know, it's the pandemic is holding this stuff back. The pandemic's putting delay on things. I don't believe that. Senate was in session. I don't believe the House was. You can get these things through these subcommittees. They could meet up and sit 20 feet apart and move these small bills. I mean, we have vets dying from liver fluke, and it's sitting in committee. But I know, you know, according to Lee Zeldin's text message or an email, you know, they're pushing it. They're in there fighting to get this.
And I know we got Pat on the phone, Pat Donahue. I want to just ask you one thing. You know, we had Tom Swazi on a couple of months ago on this, and I get bills get hung up and everything else. But, I mean, have you heard back from Congressman Swazi on this at all? Has he sent you any type of documentation regarding updates?
I'll read it quickly. This is from Tom Swazi. Earlier this year, I sent a letter to the Committee on Veterans Affairs, Chairman Rep. Mark Takano, and Ranking Member Philip Rowe, inquiring about the status. Action on this critical legislation, like many others, has been delayed due to the corona pandemic. I'm going to continue to push members of the committee. I don't buy that. There's not many people sitting on this committee. I don't buy the coronavirus kept them from voting to put money.
Can't use that as an excuse.
No.
Yeah. Can't use that as an excuse. I'm sorry. Wait, listen, we've been talking about liver fluke forever on this. It's about time we get something on this. We shall see. Can you introduce our first guest, my friend?
Yeah. So Pat Donahue, he's a veteran, number one, so it makes him a great guy. Number two, he's an attorney, and I just found out he's an attorney with Turley, Redmond, and Rosasco, which is an amazing thing because they help sponsor our show. He's also, which I found out yesterday or the day before when we were introduced, he's the founder of Project Nine Line. Now, Project Nine Line is, especially during these depressing times, is an amazing organization. So I'll let Pat talk about it. Good to have you, Pat.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Go ahead, Captain.
So, Pat, you know, we have a couple of things we want to talk about, liver fluke and the old DAV building in Islip, but tell us about Project Nine Line.
All right, so Project Nine Line, we offer free art-based therapeutic programs to veterans and in some cases their families to help them readjust and reacclimate to civilian life, which for many is difficult. So currently we offer a few music programs like guitar lessons, piano lessons, saxophone lessons, drum lessons. We also teach stand-up comedy. That's kind of on hold right now, but we are offering like a weekly open mic for the graduates of our program over the past years and other veteran comics as well. And we also offer a virtual visual art class with an art teacher that helps you do a piece of art pretty much on a weekly basis. And we've been doing those programs virtual since March. We shifted right to it. We never even missed a week of programming because we simply just moved our programs virtual due to the circumstances. So it's really nice now that we are able to offer these programs in person again in some cases, but we're doing both virtual and in program programs right now. So that we're transitioning, but it's been going really well. We've helped a lot of veterans right here in Suffolk County. And now, with the virtual classes, we've been able to touch veterans all over the country. So that's been a really, we've benefited, actually. We've been able to touch more veterans through our virtual offerings rather than just the ones where we were able to help here in Suffolk, which is where we're home-based anyway.
That's fantastic. Pat Donahue, attorney with Turley, Redmond, Rosasco. I saw, you know, you mentioned a key one there, Pat, and that's the virtual sense, you know, especially with COVID and everything else. You know, this is all that people have here. So, you know, you guys are doing a great service, not only for local, but all around the country right now.
Yeah, it's a real blessing and for us to be able to touch and impact so many vets, you know, it really is.
What a question. And from what I understand, Captain, am I right? He's assisting and trying to help Sergeant Wiggins navigate through this whole HR deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's my pleasure. That's why I'm here this morning because, you know, he's a great friend of mine for many years, even predating Project Nine Line. I've known him. And they've done, him and Hutch and John, they've done so much for so many. And I know they've been trying to get this accomplished for a few years. And once I touched base with them just recently, I told them I'm willing to do whatever I can to help them and all veterans, obviously. But particularly, I want to help the Vietnam vets get some things done. They've been pushing for our agenda for years, and they've made strides for the younger generation so much. So I feel compelled to help them in any way I can. So I signed on just to help spread the message and hopefully get HR 2568 approved. You know, that's why I'm here this morning.
Without question. Pat, you know, for those listening, want to contact you, the great firm and everything else, you guys got multiple locations, including right here in Ronkonkoma. Just give a website, give a phone number where people can reach out to you.
Sure thing. My direct line at the office is 631-518-6151. And like I said, all we do is VA disability law. And that's actually how I got connected with them regarding this issue. I have clients who believe they may be infected with this parasite, and they're unable to get testing. They're unable to get the medication to cure it. And who knows, it could be a ticking time bomb. So I reached out to Jerry to say, hey, what's happening here? Because I have clients who this may affect, you know, or if it's not affecting them already. So that's actually how I got reconnected with this, was through my work helping veterans with their disability claims, which is a true blessing, by the way.
Hey, Pat, you have a virtual race this weekend, don't you? Or next month?
Oh, no, it's next month. So we have a race called Heart of an Eagle, and we're partnered with Team RWB with that race. And it's part of the Suffolk County Veteran Run Series, which is a series of runs that benefit veteran organizations that run throughout the summer. And ours is called Heart of an Eagle. Unfortunately, all the races had to go virtual this year, and that's going to be the same with our race. So people can sign up for our race and run it at their own leisure, at their own time, or they can walk it. And it's going to be in September, in the first few weeks of September. So anyone can do the race anywhere. And that's pretty much our only fundraiser this year, as it turns out. We usually do – our fundraising is a little different than many organizations, meaning that we don't really have we get a little bit of grants from Suffolk County, which is nice, from the marathon. But then we raise the rest of the money ourselves through our events, through comedy shows, art shows, and concerts, you know, musical festivals. And unfortunately, we've been unable to do any of those this year. So the race is going to be huge for us. Luckily, we get by with a very low budget because the whole team's volunteers, you know. So that's a great thing about Project 9. It doesn't cost us a lot to operate, but still we need money. So the Heart of an Eagle race is going to be possibly our only fundraiser for the whole year.
That's so important. It really is. And that's why participation is so needed here. Pat, keep up the great work, okay? Anything you need from us, just let us know.
All right, great. So can I just list the things that we want and need?
Sure.
In regards to H.R. 2568? It's simple stuff, right? We're not asking for a lot here in this bill. We just want immediate and proper testing, right, for all veterans, but mostly the ones that were deployed over to these other places where they could have caught the parasite. And then treatment, right? The treatment's very cheap. The test is cheap. The treatment's cheap. They don't even need to test if they want to bypass that. If they're worried about other things, they can just treat, right? It could be a prophylactic or it could be the medication. And the medication's cheap on a per-veteran basis. I mean, it's $30 max. Wow. And they could do that across the board and then not have to worry about these parasites becoming stage 4 cancer later on down the line, you know? And service connection for the complete range of parasites, and acceptance and approval of all pending disability claims regarding parasites and liver fluke in particular. And then we'd also want a waiver and cancellation of 10-year waiting period for the surviving family of a veteran to receive the 50% disability for those who die from liver fluke-related illnesses. And then most importantly, for Congress to adopt this bill or just add it to another pending bill. It's not that difficult. It's not a huge bill. So what you can do if you're listening right now is, you know, call your congressman. Tell them to sponsor it or tell them to support it at the very least, H.R. 2568. You know, act now and save a life. One team, one fight.
Now listen, and you know something? And Captain, you know this. It's a simple fix.
Yep.
I get it. We're in a crisis. We're in a pandemic. But my goodness, this thing has been on the table a long time. Simple fix. And that's how you got to do it, Pat and Captain Cornicelli. You got to keep pressuring, you know, our officials. That's how it is. Unfortunately, you got to keep at it. Phone calls to the office. Leave messages. Leave the topic, the concern. Make sure your voice is heard. Captain, you know, that's how you get it done.
You know, Jay, veterans have this unique ability to adapt and overcome. And Pat is an example of this. You know, they found this building, this old DAV building. And it was a mess, so they figured out a way to get it renovated. They went through Home Depot. They come up with these virtual races. They find ways to come together and put pressure on elected officials for, let's say, H.R. 2568. Yet the people in office can find ways to stick $25 million in a bill for the Kennedy Center, but they can't allocate money for a $30 drug. That's why, you know, we need more people like Pat out there putting pressure on elected officials and getting people together. Pat, you got to stay in contact with us so we can get a lot of people out for this race walk.
I'd love that. Thank you so much. Thanks for spreading awareness about this really important issue. Thanks for having me on. You guys are doing great work. And
There you go. Stay safe. Mr. Donahue, Pat Donahue, of course, the great firm of Turley, Redmond, and Rosasco. And they're the leaders, really, when it comes to veterans. You know, and Captain, you know, it really is, you know, about putting pressure on people. And that's the key. You know, you got to keep pressuring. That's how you're going to get a result here. Unfortunately, that's what it takes. But you know something? He's right. And you're right, actually. When you have a stimulus bill that people await, you have to have a president go into executive action last Saturday, you know, of four key points. But you still have a division, and this is part of the reason why you can't get stuff like Live Luke done. It's unbelievable. Years ago, you know, this never would have happened. But we're in a different time right now as far as the political landscape is concerned.
Yeah, something like this would have passed years ago. People are just on so opposite ends of the spectrum that they just don't even want to come to the center for anything. And again, you know, they say 1 in 4 Vietnam veterans have this liver fluke. How are you even letting this thing sit in a committee? I'll tell you, though, I'm very impressed with Lee Zeldin's office. Because when we really sat down and talked about this guy Mark Woolley, do you know him, Jay?
I don't, no.
Yeah, he's the director. I mean, he just on the phone, you could tell how aggravated he was that this hasn't moved. And within a day, I had maybe 8 emails from him saying, no, this isn't going to happen anymore. I mean, he's aggravated, and he's gonna help move this.
Now, he was to be with us, right? He's not with us this morning.
No, he was going to provide this information.
Okay. So we had Pat kind of in his... But that's fine. You know, listen, it's so important right now. And, you know, the key word that Pat brought up is what we are going through as far as COVID is concerned. It's testing. It's trying to get the right testing in place. You know, we can't seem to figure it out in full regarding what's going on with corona right now. But even with liver fluke, let's get the testing in place. It's a simple fix. My goodness, this has been out there for a long time. You know, we have it. We got to provide it now.
Yeah. So Director Mark Woolley sent me a written statement. You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So he says, Congressman Zeldin introduced the Vietnam Veterans Liver Fluke Cancer Study Act. Both this Congress and last Congress requires the Department of Veteran Affairs, in conjunction with the Center for Disease Control, to conduct a study to determine the prevalence of liver fluke among veterans population that went to Vietnam, and the link between veteran service record and affliction. So basically, what they're doing right now, according to, you know, they say obviously 1 in 4 veterans tested positive for liver fluke, and that the VA's hesitation in categorizing liver fluke as a service-connected disability is why Congressman Zeldin has pushed so hard for a broader study. So they're still trying to get sponsors for this, and that's a disturbing thing. Right now they have 17 sponsors, and they're still pushing for more. And this is just in that subcommittee. So it looks, according to this, and I'm going to email this to you, according to their piece that they emailed me.
With this in hand, so if you can do that, we'll see if we can get that done. Mike, remind me on that. We got to really push this liver fluke stuff. Listen, before we end the segment, sir, you have a GoFundMe set up now? What's going on Facebook to raise money?
We do. We have a GoFundMe. We have 2 veterans who... they're getting back into the workforce now that corona has, it seems like it's subsided, and they're trying to get back to work. We need some car repairs, paying those lapses in insurance, that penalty. And this is no fault of their own. These are responsible people, but they weren't working. You know, you can't turn your plates in. If you got no money coming in and you're not paying insurance, there's a lapse. Again, Tom DiNapoli helped us with one where he got the lapse waived. We just have to pay a fine. And that's, you know, knowing some of these elected officials and knowing the right ones, the ones who really want to act. So they say this guy having to turn in his license, his plates, for 67 days. That means no work. That means he goes backwards, regresses. They don't get better, you know?
I tell you, I don't know where we'd be without you. Any update, last one here, any update on the VA Center, Northport? What's the latest?
Absolutely nothing. I've been calling Dr. Sanchez maybe every 3 days. I'm getting nowhere, so I'm going to ask Director Woolley to make a phone call over there.
To get on the horn with Levi and see what's going on. Mike, remind me on that one, too. I'll tell you, that's tough. You know, sometimes they shine and other times they hide. I don't like it when they hide.
Yeah, and it's
because
just
that
company.
Means that there's an issue there. Go ahead.
It's just one company. They keep putting in protests to keep the building 11 from reopening. That's where we are right now. One company wants all the contracts for taking care of veterans. You know, when they get too big, the care goes down. Beacon House has it. They took care of it for all these years. They're the right size company, so there's no bureaucracy. And just one major company wants to come in there and take everything. And they have the lawyers to do these protests and just hold it up. That's not the kind of people I want taking care of veterans, I'll tell you that.
No question. Any big problems with power, any of our veterans? Anything that you could make light of here?
No, I have no calls from veterans with issues. I have a couple of generators in case they do. And we have people who deliver them. But as you know, when you're talking about Beacon House and Phoenix House and United Suffolk Veterans, they are well, you know, they have generators to take care of their facilities.
Pro Power there standing by, or Power Pro, I should say. Always confusing it. Power Pro over in Bohemia, great people there. Let us know if there's any issues. Sir, another good one there, 21 years, 8 in the Navy, 13 in the Army. Let's not forget the great captain as far as Veterans for More Responsive Government. I don't know where we'd be without him, to be honest with you. Keep up the great work, sir.
You too, Jay. Thanks for everything.